This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump has gotten us into the biggest trade war in history. How does a leader pursue a trade war when his domestic support crumbles? China, Canada, Mexico, Japan, Iran, and the European Union, and others, embroiled directly in this global trade war with the United States, are watching the midterm election closely. Believe it or not, I am as tired of reading and typing the word Trump as many of you are. I wish his Twitter finger would break, and he would take a couple of weeks off. Yet when was there ever a president more impactful in the ag sector? I've not felt the benefits of deregulation. Farmers will not feel the full benefit of the tax cut. Are the tariff relief payments tax-free? Ag employers are feeling the lack of immigration reform. They will also feel the closing of the borders to immigrants as they struggle to find workers. They want legal workers. Unfair Chinese trade practices needed fixed. European Union trade barriers are actually worse for the ag sector. But as has been said, farmers can't pay the bills with patriotism. There were other means to approach trade inequities than an all-out global trade war. The U.S.-Mexican trade agreement is precarious until ratified by Congress. The confrontations with Japan and the European Union still lie ahead. No president has ever been more pro-big oil and more damaging to the renewable fuel standard than Trump. That is why you are starting to see blue hats in Iowa saying, make the RFS great again. The Trump administration has approved 2.25 billion gallons in RIN waivers. FAPRI at the University of Missouri says that the exemptions will cost us 1.6 billion bushels of corn demand. I admittedly had to calm down after I read that. This is extremely material to the corn market. FAPRI says that the RIN waivers will cost the industry 4.6 billion gallons of domestic demand and almost $20 billion in lost revenue sales in the next 6 years. And he is still looking to take something else from us to give big oil before they will grant the E15 vapor waiver. USDA officials are asking Corn Growers Association officials what they will give up to get the E15 vapor waiver, saying they need something else to trade. They already stole 2.25 billion gallons in RIN waivers. They need nothing else. Grant the E15 waiver now. As a proponent of the ag sector, it is my job to point this out. I want one of those blue hats. One of my subscribers wrote, as for Secretary Perdue's ridiculous message of the need for a deal to take the refiners, I do not understand why the ethanol-supporting administration tolerates the RFS law to be broken and yet will not follow the requirements of the law and follow through with vapor waivers for all blends of ethanol. On the grains. On second thought, it is possible that the safety net in the farm program could get tested under the bleakest scenario in the unfolding trade war, so we'd better have a new farm bill. If we just drop soybean acres by 5 million acres next year, with 3 million going to corn and 2 to wheat, and South America produces well on record acreage this winter, it will not fix anything. If China can, through a large starting inventory, alternative feeds, livestock liquidation, and boost to domestic soy production, somehow make it through to a record South American harvest starting in February without tapping into U.S. supply, the current soybean market would likely be looked back as a good one. The soybean market could be so bad that instead of the corn market performing to attract acres, it may become defensive, fearing a massive acreage shift of more than needed acres to corn. We were so dependent on Chinese demand for our soy that they can completely upend all of our balance sheets if they go full bore to block us from their market. We would probably get another 86 cents a bushel tariff aid on the second half of U.S. soybean production, but the loss will be far greater and extend to corn too. The worst-case scenario has not been contemplated by most analysts and farmers. Trump wants Congress to pass the House version of the farm bill that boosts SNAP work requirements. The bill is in conference and has to be passed in a form that will pass the Senate, which rejected the work requirements. One would think that the election year would help push the farm bill through, but Donald is unpredictable about certain things. He will give $1 trillion away in a tax cut, adding to the national debt, and then get picky about a few billion for something else, citing the need for fiscal discipline. There was another deadline missed on Friday to bring Canada into NAFTA with Mexico. Trump said that when he told Japan how much he was going to want from them, that they would no longer be our friend, and announced that he wanted tariffs and another $267 billion of Chinese goods on top of the $200 billion he's ready to announce now. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.